Espresso English Podcast, Episode 61. So, Neither, and Two. How to Agree in English.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
A lot of English students get mixed up when trying to give a short answer to agree using the words so, neither, and two. Today, I'll teach you the easiest way to agree with a short answer, as well as the more advanced ways, which cover all the different verb tenses. The easiest way to agree in English is to say me too to agree with the positive statement, or me neither to agree with the negative statement. For example, I love strawberry ice cream. Me too. I don't go to the gym very often. Me neither. What is a negative statement? A negative statement is any sentence that uses a negative auxiliary verb. For example, don't, doesn't, didn't, can't, haven't, hasn't, hadn't, won't, wouldn't, isn't, aren't, am not, and never. So if the other person uses any of these negative auxiliary verbs in the sentence, then to agree with the sentence, you can say me neither. Again, look at the example. I don't go to the gym very often. That's a negative sentence because it uses the negative auxiliary verb don't. So, if I also don't go to the gym very often, I can say, me neither. You can say, me too, or me neither, in response to statements in any tense, present, past, future, etc. Let's look at a few examples. I've been traveling a lot for work lately. I've been traveling. That's present perfect continuous. If I've also been traveling a lot for work lately, I can say, me too. I haven't seen the new movie yet. Me neither. Haven't seen. That's present perfect, and that's a negative sentence, so I reply by saying, me neither. I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Me too. I'm going. That's present continuous, talking about the future. And it's a positive sentence, so to agree with it, I say, me too. I can't draw very well. Me neither. That's a present simple sentence with the word can't, so it's negative. And to agree with it, I say, me neither. Some students have asked me about the phrase, me either. Me either is not technically correct, although many native speakers do say it when speaking informally. Okay, so me too and me neither can be used with any verb tense, but let's look at some ways to agree with short answers which are specific to the tense used in the original statement. The first one is so do I and neither do I. You can use these phrases to respond to simple present sentences. For example, I always sleep late on the weekends. So do I. I always sleep late. That's a present, simple sentence, and I agree with it by saying, so do I. I don't think that's a good idea. Neither do I. I don't think that's simple present in the negative form, and if I also don't think it's a good idea, then I say, neither do I. Our next pair is so am I and neither am I. You can say, so am I, and neither am I, to respond to simple present sentences with the verb to be, or present continuous sentences. For example, I'm from Moscow. So am I. I'm not very outgoing. Neither am I. I'm studying for the test next week. So am I. All of these sentences start with I'm. So, in the response, I say, so am I, if it's a positive sentence, or neither am I, if it's a negative sentence. Now let's look at the simple past. You can say, so did I, and neither did I, to respond to simple past sentences. For example, I studied chemistry in college. So did I. I didn't like broccoli when I was a kid. Neither did I. For simple past sentences with the verb to be, that's was or wasn't, and were or weren't, or past continuous sentences, which also use was, wasn't, were, and weren't, you can say, so was I, and neither was I. For example, I was very athletic when I was in high school. So was I. I wasn't happy about the new company policy. Neither was I. Now let's look at the perfect tenses. You can say, so have I, and neither have I, to respond to present perfect sentences and present perfect continuous sentences. For example, I've been married for over 20 years. So have I. I haven't had much free time this week. Neither have I. I've been thinking about learning a new language. So have I. I haven't been feeling well lately. Neither have I. The pattern is the same with modal verbs. For example, you can say, so can I, and neither can I, to respond to sentences with can and can't. For example, I can run a mile in 6 minutes. So can I. I can't sing very well. Neither can I. For the future, you can say, so will I, and neither will I, to respond to sentences with will and won't. For example, I'll be in the office until 8 p.m. today. So will I. I won't be able to go on the trip. Neither will I. To respond to sentences with would and wouldn't, you can say, so would I, and neither would I. For example, I'd like to learn how to cook. So would I. That's I'd like. I would like to learn how to cook. So would I. I wouldn't recommend that restaurant. Neither would I. As you can see from the examples, the general rule is that the verb matches the verb tense used in the original sentence. So, if I say, I didn't go to class yesterday, that's simple past, then I also use simple past in the response. Neither did I. If someone says, I can come early, then I also use can in the response. So can I. These short answers can be a little bit tricky, and if you'd like to get more practice, visit the Espresso English website and take the quiz. A lot of English learners have pretty good English and pretty good grammar, but of course, to improve, you want to fix your mistakes and make your sentences more complex and sophisticated. I have a course that can help with that. It's the Advanced English Grammar course. This course will take you through all the details of English grammar, and what's even more important is that each lesson includes a writing task where you can send me your writing and I'll correct it and give you some feedback on how to improve. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Advanced English Grammar so that you can get more information as well as see a sample lesson. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.